Welcome to the Words of Life program. Each week, we present a broadcast about Jesus the Christ and the salvation that comes only through Him. Our speaker, Brother David Johnson, is the minister of the Sellersburg, Indiana Church of Christ. Our studio is in the Hamburg Church of Christ, also in Sellersburg. Today, Brother Johnson will present a sermon based upon Paul's first letter to Timothy. That's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. His topic is Godliness with Contentment. We now worship our Lord with song.
Is your burden heavy as you bear it all alone? Does the road you travel harbor danger yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you. Is the life you're living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future press you with its worry and its care? Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will help you. Just come to Him today. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true. Walking by your side, in His love abide all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, He's reaching out to you.
Holy Father, we thank you that you let us know about a place called heaven. Our hope is in you through faith in your Son, Jesus. Please use the words of this program to help us know better and love you more. Bless each of our listeners with health, peace, and a right relationship with you. Be with the world leaders that they would look to you for wisdom, and bless each who are faithful followers of you, and convict the unfaithful as we wait for the appearing of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Brother David Johnson will now speak to us about godliness with contentment.
It's good to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is Godliness with Contentment. And our primary text is taken from the New Testament, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 10. Please listen to the Word of God. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. This is the Word of God. And of course, so very true of human nature. We should always remember, as we are now, in most places at least, thought to be in a new year, that Christians have always had and will always have difficulties living out their faith in a predominantly non-Christian society. One of the greatest challenges is learning to navigate one's lifestyle in a world system without Christian priorities, values, and motivations. Some Christians build strong ties in striving for godliness and balancing it with Western world values of success. However, living with all of the benefits, for example, of American prosperity and liberty, it sometimes clashes with the biblical call for contentment and, yes, even restraint from excessive materialism. God does work through the society and times in which we live. God also works through the sanctified community of the church. Maturing Christians can live godly and contented lives in the world without becoming part of the world's secular, materialistic mindset. Christians are to be different in thought, in talk, and lifestyle. The Apostle Peter stated of Christians, quote, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." Quoting from 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. Our relationship with God through Christ is far, far more important than any success, wealth, or secular knowledge in this temporary world. Christian faith pierces through occupations, possessions, customs, and traditions to divinely given values and character. As the Holy Spirit indwells a believer's life, His truth, through the Scriptures, enlightens that person, clarifies his or her motives, defines eternal values and purpose. In these ways, the Spirit of the living God bestows personal responsibility and accountability upon the believer. And so it's our responsibility for godly, contented development, for faithful day-to-day living with God's help. So let's unpack and personally apply our study text, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 10. Verse 6, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." The first word, notice, is, at least in the New International Version 1984 edition, the first word is "but," referring back to false teachers, men of corrupt mind, who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. Notice 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 5. These false teachers of corrupted minds serve money, not God. They pretend godliness, but they're not content, nor are they godly. The New American Standard Bible translates 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6, but godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment. Godliness means reverence or likeness to God. It describes what every maturing believer strives for, and that is genuine holiness, set-apartness from the world's ways, and instead for biblical spirituality and Christ-like virtue. Contentment means self-sufficiency. It describes a person who is unflappable, unmoved by outside circumstances. To be content means to be satisfied and sufficient. For the Christian, true, fulfilling contentment comes from being in Christ Jesus. Consider the personal testimony of a mature believer, the Apostle Paul. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Just in case you missed it, so what's the secret? A commentator writes, quote, Paul was content because he could see life from God's point of view. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Paul focused on what he was supposed to do, not what he felt he should possess. Paul had his priorities right and was grateful for everything God had given him. Paul had detached himself from the non-essentials so that he could concentrate on the eternal. Often the desire for more or better possessions is really longing to fill an empty place in a person's life. Few find out that what truly fills an inner vacuum, an empty place, is only a fulfilling, contented joy in close fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ, by the indwelling Holy Spirit. The answer to lasting contentment lies in one's perspective, priority, and source of power. End quote. That is, our sufficiency, our satisfaction, is being in Christ Jesus. Paul also wrote, and my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. Notice, not necessarily your wants, but God promises your needs. Does God promise and not deliver? Does God lie or deceive? It also comes down to maturing faith in God, knowing that He keeps His word always, that He will meet all our needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus, first spiritually, and then, yes, needs physically according to His will and timing and His purposes. And God always keeps His word. When asked the secret of contentment, the Greek philosopher, long before Jesus walked on this earth in His incarnation, Epicurus replied, add not to a man's possessions but take away from his desires. That is, he is richest who desires the least. A godly person is motivated not by the love of money, but by the love of God. He seeks first and foremost the true riches of spiritual contentment that come from complete trust in an all-sufficient God, all-sufficient toward us, in us, for us. Paul continues his wise words to the younger man Timothy, and applicable to each of us. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. End quote. Greed is a terrible master. Now we should understand that money is not evil in itself. It's a thing. However, the love of money becomes the root from which develops all sorts of evil. Moreover, some chasing money have left the faith and pierced themselves with, for example, a condemning conscience, unfulfilled desires, dissatisfaction, and disillusionment. In fact, many millionaires of the past have given their testimonies. For example, John D. Rockefeller stated, quote, "I have made many millions, but they have brought me no happiness," end quote. He also stated, quote, "The poorest man I know is the man who has nothing but money," end quote. Cornelius Vanderbilt, these are famous American industrialists, millionaires. Cornelius Vanderbilt said, quote, "The care of millions is too great a load. There is no pleasure in it," end quote. John Jacob Astor described himself as, quote, "the most miserable man on earth," end quote. Henry Ford, the great car maker, remarked, quote, "I was happier doing mechanics work," end quote. Love of money and contentment are mutually exclusive. Consider this food for thought. A national newspaper columnist questioned parents who raised their kids in the 1940s and 1950s in America. He asked, "When you were raising your kids back then, did you hear them complain about boredom?" The usual response was, "Rarely." He also did surveys by asking older-aged parents, quote, "How many toys did you have growing up?" End quote. The answers ranged from 0 to 10, 10 toys, max. Yet, according to the same question, to the typical young parents today of an American child, the answer usually is, "The house is full of toys." And their children often complain of, guess what? Boredom. So where does contentment come from? Does it come from having more toys? No. Contentment comes from within. It's an internal disposition, and many know it. But many just don't live as if they know it. More food for thought. On May 28th, in the year of our Lord 1972, the Duke of Windsor, the uncrowned King Edward VIII of Britain, Great Britain, died in Paris, France. On the same evening, a television program recounted the main events of his life, recalling his boyhood as the Prince of Wales. He said, this is retelling his story. He said, quote, "My father, King George V, was a strict disciplinarian. Sometimes, when I had done something wrong, he would admonish me, saying, 'My dear boy, you must always remember who you are.'" End quote. It should be our conviction as Christians that our Heavenly Father says the same thing to His sons and daughters every day. In effect, "My dear child, you must always remember who you are." Why? Surely for the mature believer, because godliness with contentment is great gain.
Brother Johnson's sermon has carried a lot of meaning to us today. Are you a Christian, born again in Jesus? If you are not, please understand that you must first truly believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. We are also shown by example and teaching that people who believe need to repent of sins, confess Jesus as Savior, and be baptized by immersion in water. Let us help you with your decision. To receive a free CD of this and last week's program, request CD 2402. That's 2402. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.